Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Self-Help Show. I'm your host, Gina. And today I would like to introduce a special guest. His name is Robert Blake. I did promise you guys I'll be bringing you some experts. And Robert Blake is a pioneering psychologist. He's an author. He's also a speaker whose work has touched countless lives. And I want him to tell us a little bit more about himself, and then we can get straight into the topic. So over to you, Robert.
Okay, thanks for the introduction, Gina. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay, as Gina said, my name is Robert Blake, and I'm a psychotherapist in private practice. And for decades, I've been working with people extensively who were abused severely when they were children.
Mm-hmm.
And I developed a three-phase process called source completion therapy, which has helped them heal and go on to live functional and decent lives. So I'm proud of that work. I've written a book about it. It's called Give Back the Pain, Emotional Healing Through Source Completion Therapy.
Nice. Love that. Okay, so tell us a little bit more, or maybe you can walk us through your framework. How does it work? How does it benefit like individuals that have been crippled by pain? Maybe because they were abused when they were young. You did share with me your own story, and you could give us a glimpse of what that looks like.
Okay, I was severely abused when I was a young person, when I was starting at 3 years old. So I understand the suffering that goes into this and the feelings that are created. So I needed to heal for myself. I was in some therapy. It wasn't comprehensive enough, didn't go deep enough. So basically, when I got older, I constructed a therapy that I found working with the people that I work with and myself. So it's the three phases. The first is awareness. What happens when a child is abused when they're young, they develop all kinds of feelings from the abuse. They feel inadequate. They feel defective. They feel worthless, insignificant.
That's true.
Empty, betrayed, rageful. And those feelings, in terms of what they do with them, it's not possible for a child to actually process that betrayal.
Yeah.
So what they have to do, what the brain does, is like a defense mechanism. It represses, suppresses, and just stuffs those feelings down into our psyche.
Mm.
Okay, so but the problem with that is as the person gets older, those feelings that are stuffed down turn into a toxic emotional brew. And they start to come out in other ways that is dysfunctional. They come out in obsessions and phobias and intense anger. They come out in the person being numb, being detached, addictions, gambling, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, addiction to sex or work or whatever it is that affects their lives. And they're tormented by those. I call them diversions. It's the way that the subconscious wants to get rid of those feelings, but the conscious doesn't want to feel that. So they make a compromise and it comes out in these other ways that I call diversions.
I see.
It's like eating a bad meal and getting food poisoning. Your body wants to get rid of that and it comes out through every orifice. Okay, basically that's what happened. In this case, it's coming out in other ways since the person doesn't want to really feel the true source of them. So when I work with a person, they come to me first. They come to me with all these symptoms, addictions, phobias, compulsions, anxiety disorders. And I know that the source is deep feelings that were repressed. So I have to get to those feelings, my therapy, I have to get to those feelings, get them released. And what happens is when I'm able to do that, then the person is able to be free of those aversions and live a peaceful life.
Right.
So I developed three phases, and this took time and effort, and it's trial and error. I saw what worked, what didn't work with myself and with the people I worked with, what worked. So the first phase is awareness. So I had to get them to be aware who hurt them, how were they hurt, and what happened. Okay. So that's a cognitive process, so to speak. That I use dream interpretation, which is a great way to access that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, body language. So I'm looking at the person all the time. I'm seeing what clues their body is telling me.
Yeah.
And open questions that I know are pertinent after my experience.
Mm.
So they get the awareness. I had an actor come to me once and he says, I had a great childhood, but I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I'm drugging, I'm ruining my life and my career. And I can't figure out what's wrong. I know my childhood was good, it was wonderful. I said, well, usually what happens when a person has all these diversions, they have stored feelings from being hurt.
Right. Okay?
So what don't you want to feel? I'd like you to look at that. So he thought about it and he thought about it and he says, well, maybe it wasn't so good. Mm-hmm. And then he started talking about what his father did to him, what his mother did to him.
Oh.
And then we were off.
Oh. So then it started coming out.
That's the awareness of, you know, I ask him, what don't you want to feel? That's usually one of the quick questions I ask first, you know, so I could get access to that. I mean, because, again, they don't want to feel this. It's painful, but it's the only way to really heal permanently.
Exactly.
So the next phase, once they know what occurred to them, who is the person or persons that hurt them, I have them go back in time to their childhood, usually, through self-hypnosis, hypnosis, and visualization. I have them go back to the trauma. I have them relive the feelings, the sights, the sounds, smells, and the whole event. And that brings the feelings all up to the surface.
Okay.
And that prepares them for the next phase, which is phase three. That's completion. That phase is extremely important. And a lot of therapies don't stress that, but I do. They have to go to the source who hurt them and tell them how they were hurt and what they felt about it. So that gets the feelings back. That's why the book is called Give Back the Pain. That gets the feelings back to the person or persons who have hurt them. So the whole process is deep. It takes its time. People ask me, well, how long will this take? And I say, it depends on how deep you buried your feelings, how courageous you are to feel them, and how committed you are to the process. And then one person says, will it be done by lunchtime? And I said, no, it won't be done by lunchtime. I said, yeah. It takes a little longer than that. I was in therapy a little privately, and also as part of my PhD program, I had to go to therapy as well. And I found them not complete enough. There was always something missing, and I still were left with these feelings inside. So behavioral therapists just deal with the symptom for the most part. And that didn't help me. And they just deal with that. And that's like having a room full of dirt in your room, the living room, and just shoving it under the carpet and expect everything to be okay. And it's not. You just pick up the carpet and it's dirt. Okay, so I knew that wasn't working for me. And in my practice, I was working at a university at the time, and I decided to have a private practice as well. I was getting referred people. They said they were abused, and could I help them? And I said, well, yes, I could try. And I was getting a number of referrals. I kept getting the referrals, and I was somewhat successful, but I wasn't satisfied because I didn't think that they were getting the permanent long-term change and healing that I wanted. So I put certain techniques and therapy modalities together, and I saw what worked, what didn't work, and I sequenced them into those three phases. And that's what's been working for me for a while now, and it's been very successful.
Okay. So
No, I get people almost every day sending me notes that I saved their life and they can function now.
Yes.
And they're grateful from all over the world telling me that. So it's very rewarding for me.
Wow, that is amazing. It's really interesting to know how just taking a walk or a journey back into your past can kind of solve the problems that you face in life, right? And I think I want to know, how do the techniques like body awareness and dream interpretation help clients uncover the source of their pain? Like you said, okay, you take them on a journey. So how does that body awareness and then the dream interpretation take them back?
Yes. Okay. So the dream interpretation, that's basically in the first phase of awareness. So let's say a person has a dream. There are a few ways to interpret dreams. I like to interpret them, or how the people interpret them, by looking at the dream as each person in the dream is a part of themselves. So that's giving them the clues of what's going on for them. So I'll give you an example of one person. She came into me and she was always having this recurrent dream of a big castle. She was looking at a big castle with all these openings in it. And of each opening, there were guns and bow and arrows and spears and cannons. And all kinds of things, mortars, machine guns. And there was a moat in front of them with alligators and everything. So I asked her, okay, so what about that dream if you look at the castle as a part of yourself? And she said, well, for years and years, I keep myself protected. I don't let anybody get close to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody close to me because I was hurt by my father and my grandfather who abused me. So that's the awareness that I helped her get, which is the dream. Okay. And then we're going to go on. I'm going to have her relive it in the second and then complete it in the third phase.
Okay.
So that's it. And the other one you asked me, body language.
Yes.
Is also very important. So here's an example of another. And these are examples in my book that I use because they're really clear. A woman came into my office. She was in her 30s, early 30s. And she had this tremendous rash for years and years and years all over her body. Mm-hmm. And she went to doctors. They gave her salves. They gave her oral medications. And they gave her shots. It didn't help. They would go away for a little bit and it would come back. So I said to her, well, let's look at what's beneath your skin. What do you feel and see beneath your skin? And then she said, nobody ever asked me that. And she said, that's really interesting. And she said, looked up at me and she says, well, I feel the poison that my grandfather put inside of me when he molested me when I was sitting on his lap. Right. So then again, so she's aware now that her grandfather hurt her. And then we go to the second phase and then the third phase. So that's how dream interpretation and body language come into play.
Okay.
So well, yes, I always ask I have open questions to ask in that awareness too. Well, who else hurt you? If anybody else hurt you? And then they would tell me and we look at that.
That's interesting. So what was the most challenging part of you writing the book, Give Back?
That's a really good question. Thanks for asking it.
Yeah.
It was really difficult for me to write this because when I was writing it, the book has all the stories like I described, all the stories of the people. It's snippets and stories of their pain and their life and the situations that they endured. And then I do the teaching and learn help people learn about the three phases. Okay. But it's all done through stories. Okay, so what was hard about that for me is that I had to become and go into each person that I was writing about. I had to feel that pain and experience what they were enduring to write as clear and as painful as the story sounds.
Yes.
Know? So that was really difficult for me. And it took about a year to do it, to write it.
Are you an empath?
I would think so at this point, yes. Oh. I would think that's accurate, yes.
Because I am too, and I know exactly what that means. It's... If everybody was empathic, I'm sure we wouldn't have a lot of problems.
Because we wouldn't.
They would understand how it feels for the other person and they wouldn't do it. So, yeah, it's very...
Yeah, it's painful to when the world isn't that way. I'm pained by that.
Yeah, it is. All right, Ro, but I like to keep these episodes with experts really short and sweet because, you know, people are very busy. Most of the episodes on the podcast, just me, I usually like 10 to 15 minutes. So with the experts, I'm going to try and extend to like 20, 25. So since we're close to that mark, I wanted to ask you, do you have any special messages? Do you have any comments? Where can people find you, for example, if they want to try this therapy? How does it really work?
That's great. So the book is really a good illustration of what I do. And it's meant so people, everybody in the world, to look at it and to get a help by and understand it. So it's easy to read in terms, you know, and so that's called Give Back the Pain, Emotional Healing Through Source Completion Therapy. But just Give Back the Pain, you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
There.
Okay.
And my website, you can get a little information. It's robertbleck.com.
Mm-hmm.
Like the message that I have for people and the people that listen to your podcast is don't give up if you're in pain. There's always hope. I healed by my method and I've healed thousands of other people. So don't give up. Stay with it.
Drop some names of people you've worked with.
Work with actors, actresses, singers, and then everybody else.
So. Thank you so much. I think it's very important for people to know that they shouldn't just suffer in silence. There's places where they can get help. They can get healing. Yes. There's so much transformation out there and people like you are doing the best to make sure that happens for everyone. So thank you so much for coming onto the show. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And that's been my pleasure.